Please state your name.
Rizvana Grover.
And what was your first interest in bookshops?
I love the feel and the smell of books. Growing up, we read a lot of books in my family, and entering a bookshop was always an exciting time.
Do you remember your first experience ever being in one?
Yes, absolutely. My first bookshop was in India, in a small little aisle, small little store, with maybe a couple thousand books at the most in there. But it was still exciting because it meant that I had a choice of at least 2,000 books.
Did you ever like sit in the bookstore, or would you always like take the books back with you?
We always took the books back with us. The bookstore was so small that there was no room to sit in there.
What became your favorite genre when you first went in there?
Murder mysteries, thriller, and science fiction.
Do you remember any particular authors that like you were really intrigued with?
Absolutely. I loved Sidney Sheldon. I loved Wilbur Smith. I was absolutely fascinated and enchanted by their books.
And they were...
Wilbur Smith was a little bit of historical fiction, and he wrote a lot about... His books were basically based in South Africa, and that excited me because I've always wanted to go and visit South Africa and go to the animal preserves, and his books were always based there, and the characters of his books were just strong and powerful personalities. So that was very exciting. And Wilbur Smith was, I think, my first foray into almost science fiction, because he wrote about history, but in a way that had significance for me then. Like, each story like was blended with characters that pulled together aspects of like Egyptian history, South African history, just different parts of the world.
So your reading preference was like science fiction and stuff like that. Do you remember your latest experience, like in a bookstore that maybe you've gone to, say, in the past 5-10 years?
Yes, absolutely. Because I moved here to the U.S. and I wasn't aware that there were libraries where I could just go in and get free books. And the only places that I knew of or found where I could get books were bookstores. So obviously, that's where I went. I used to go to Barnes & Noble at Fair Oaks Mall all the time. I used to find it very expensive because each book cost about $5, like in the bargain bin. But once I read them, for me, that $5 was then gone. I couldn't reinvest it. So it was, for somebody like me who reads a lot, it was a very expensive habit because I read 2 to 3 books a week. And that was a lot of money for me, so it was expensive. I found it very, very expensive trying to go and shop for books.
What do you think was probably like the funniest experience you've ever had in a bookstore?
Funniest experience?
Or an experience that like really sticks out to you, that like it's definitely something you wouldn't forget, like besides your first experience. But just like another counter with like another customer or a worker or...
I think it was when I first started trying to learn about computers, and I needed to go and find some books that would teach me how to do programming, because I was going to Nova to learn HTML, which was web designing. And I needed to get some books, and I was talking to the... a young gentleman who probably grew up with computers all around him, and trying to explain to him what I wanted, and he finally looked at me and said, maybe you're looking for the dummies section. And I was very offended because I did not realize at the time that there was actually a whole genre of books that were called the dummies versions. Dummies, HTML dummies, Microsoft Office. I thought he actually meant that I was a dummy and I should go and shop where very dumb people shopped. But as soon as he saw the look on my face, he kind of must have realized that I was not sure what he had mentioned, and that I looked offended, and he was like, no, no, come with me, come with me. And he walked me towards this section of the store, and I realized that there was a dummies version of every possible book, like dummies for cooks and dummies for everything. And so I just obviously laughed, and he laughed with me, and he was very relieved that he hadn't insulted me, and I was very relieved that he hadn't insulted me by calling me a dummy.
Were there any books that you ever saw in a bookstore that, like, you kind of wish had gotten bigger, but, like, you didn't really see in, like, the mainstream market at the time?
When you say bigger, what do you mean?
I mean, like, more popular, or, like, had more, I guess, interest in other, like, from other people, or, like, just, like, became, like, was bigger, like, the author was more known, or something along those lines.
Yeah, I don't know if I can exactly remember, but there are always those books that you read which you find exciting. I do remember there was this one, I don't remember the name of the author, but I know that his characters were called Louis L'Amour. And Louis L'Amour was a private detective, and I believe he had lightning fast fists. And at that time, I was very, very interested in martial arts. And I was so fascinated with Louis L'Amour because he was this gunslinging, almost Westerner kind of a character who was not afraid of anybody and who went around and solved crimes. And I just absolutely loved it. If I gave it some thought, I'd probably remember the name of the author, but I know that the character was called Louis L'Amour.
So he was kind of like an old-fashioned superhero then?
Absolutely. Old-fashioned, gunslinging, westernized hero that I didn't even know existed back then because I was living in India at the time. And Louis L'Amour could have been straight out of like any old-fashioned western novel.
So I remember saying you moved here recently from India. Were there any kind of, like, did a bookstore help you in the sense that, like, it helped to kind of integrate you into, like, American society, or, like, I guess books in general?
Oh, absolutely. Books in general definitely helped integrate me better because I grew up my entire life reading books, and I knew so much about America, so much about the Western culture, and all of that was book knowledge. But when I moved here, even though I was experiencing all of it for the first time, I knew about it because I had read it in one book or the other, and I was able to put the pieces together. So I never completely felt lost because at the bottom of it was my knowledge base from my decades of book reading that just helped me. I always feel that even though I didn't know much about America, American culture, or anybody here to help me with it, my book knowledge absolutely, without a doubt, helped me integrate better because I knew so much about America and American culture.
So bookstores, in a sense, kind of felt like a second home to you because, like, you kind of knew your way around and you were comfortable.
Yes, that definitely was my comfort zone. Like, when most people like to watch TV or run to a movie theater for excitement or entertainment. For me, it was a bit of home, a bit of, okay, what book am I going to find today that'll open a new world for me today? When I would read books, it was almost like being a part of that whole story and being a part of that book. Every time I finished reading, I was almost, like, at times up to the point of almost being devastated because it felt like I was losing that entire family and my life, pretty much, because I had kind of wound myself into it mentally and emotionally. So for me, yes, bookstores have been a refuge, have been a sanctuary, have been a place that I feel like really helped me just learn, integrate, soothe everything.
So if you were trying to say, I guess, write a commercial for a bookstore or create some kind of an advertising for, like, people, like, interest in bookstores and, like, to try and, like, spark other people, I guess, what would be, like, I guess in, like, a sentence or so, like, what would be, like, a key phrase that you'd say, like, hey, like, this is why people should go to bookstores?
I feel bookstores, I would say come, be entertained, be awakened, be enlightened. Find a new world. Walk through the doors of a bookstore and discover a new world. That's how I feel, because every time I open a book, I'm opening the pages to a new world. I'm opening the door to a new world. New and exciting.
Do you wish, like, the old-fashioned bookstores, like, still existed more? Like, the kind that were, I guess, older, not the big, like, brand names, but kind of, like, the little hole-in-the-wall places that, like, don't really exist in main towns or main markets or anything. Do you kind of wish, like, those were still around more?
Yes, because there's nothing more exciting than walking into a bookstore and stumbling upon a first edition of some sort, because all these books are just piled up to the roof, and there are all these treasures that are waiting to be found. And I still would love to, and I wish I did it more, just walk into an old-fashioned bookstore and just browse and come home with some little treasure that is probably one of the last printed books of that edition, or maybe it's a first edition that somehow slipped through the mesh and is lying there waiting to be discovered.
Did you ever buy or keep a first edition book or like a signed copy or anything like that from the bookstore you went to?
Absolutely. I have a couple of old books. One of them was signed by the author, and I absolutely still have it. One was a first edition, but that my husband bought it for me. But yes, it's one of my treasures. It's a first edition of a Wilbur Smith, my favorite author.
Aw, that's nice of him.
It was very nice of him.
Were there any books that, like, I guess in terms of genre, like, you found one genre from a bookstore and then it, like, kind of branched off into, like, many different things? Or, like a piece of a book that you found in one book, like, did you ever discover it in another book? Like a common theme, or like a common place, time period?
Yes, Stonehenge. Stonehenge, I mean, I am very, very fond of history and historical fiction. There have been hundreds of books written on Stonehenge, on the pyramids of Giza, on all the, you know, Egyptian pharaohs, of Chichen Itza, of these old man-made wonders. And it's really, really, really interesting when you read the different visions these authors have about these structures, about these monuments, so to speak, and their input, their take on it. Like, I read this one book about this author who aligned all the man-made wonders with the stars above, with the constellations. And it was such a mind-opening moment for me to realize that the pyramids of Giza are actually aligned with the belt of Orion. And it is, if you really look at it, it is historically true. If you look at the exact location, it's during a certain calendar date and year, it aligns exactly with the belt of Orion. So it's just a different way that each author looks at these monuments and these structures that I would not have even thought of thinking about or looking at, which is what I think is really fascinating.
Wow, not even I knew that.
Yep.
What would you say would have to be, because I know there are always good and bad books, what would you say would probably be one of the worst books you've ever read?
Where you just, genre or just a bad book?
You can do both or one or the other. But just something where, like, you open the page, started reading, and then, like, just shut it and put it away because you just could not finish it.
So, I used to be a big fan of Stephen King. Followed all his books for decades. Like, many Stephen King followers. And then came The Dark Tower, the whole series of Dark Towers. I was excited like every Stephen King fan was and couldn't wait to get my hands on it. And I started reading the first book, and by, I think, page 200, I was hopelessly lost. I had no idea what he was talking about, which world we were in, because he was walking, the main person, character in that book was crosswalking between different planes of life, but which was so haphazardly put that it you had to go back a few pages to try and understand, is he in the now? Is he in, has he crossed over to the parallel world? There were bizarre characters popping up all over the place. It was impossible to keep track of the book, and I have to say, I absolutely gave up. I didn't even dare go on to book two, and that was, I think, a series of 7 books. Apparently successful, but not something that I ever ventured to go back into. Just did not, was not my kind of a book.
Did you ever have a book from like a bookstore that you just were kind of like, nah, like this really shouldn't have been there, or like I kind of wish like they didn't have this up on their shelves because it really wasn't like, I guess, that awe-inspiring or like that great of a book?
Honestly, the quantity I've read, it would be hard for me to pinpoint a book because there have been over the hundreds of thousands of books
I've read. Well, I guess read. Like a okay, if you had to pick, not like a genre, because genres are really broad, but I guess like we were talking about like a common theme of a book, like there's always like people who try different types of topics for books that just don't really pan out. Like they seem like they have a really great idea when they first think about it, but then when they put it on paper, it just absolutely falls apart.
Well, when I did read Twilight, at the end of the book, I did wonder what the hype was all about. Unfortunately, I did what everybody was expecting me to do, and I read all of them. But the first book felt like it had been written by a 15-year-old. And it was boring. It was absolutely unawe-inspiring. It was, and I believe the book was meant for young adults, so definitely it should not have been something that I read, but there was such hype about it that I was excited to see what all the hype was all about, and all through the pages I kept waiting. But I mean, read Anne Rice's Interview with the Vampire or The Vampire Lestat. I mean, if you're going to talk vampires, nothing can compare to Anne Rice. And then I'm reading this little teeny bopper book called Twilight, and it was just disappointing as anything. It kind of was at the end of it, after I read all the books and watched all the movies, it was like, yeah, it was entertaining, but seriously, yeah, like that was one of the books I read and went, really? I mean, could have been done a lot better. I think her second and third books were a lot better because her success made her kind of put in more effort. But the first book I felt was just nothing to it. There was no meat, no bones.
So you're not a Edward and Jacob fan?
Well, eventually with the movies I became a fan because the movies were entertaining. And yes, I did, I think, get caught up in the whole hype and excitement of it. And especially it was something that I did with my daughter. So it was almost a mother-daughter thing that we did. It was an exciting movie that I could go to with her.
So I guess on a final note, in terms of bookstores and experiences, and I guess like you talked about the feel and kind of like the smell of a bookstore, I guess what would be like your, if you could go to one last bookstore somewhere, anywhere, where would it be?
Where would be geographically?
Geographically, like based on, I guess, your knowledge of different cultures, like what do you think a bookstore would be like in like one of your favorite countries? Like what do you imagine it to be like? Do you think they're like universal everywhere you go, or do you think like each one in every country is different?
Well, I would love to walk into a little bookstore in a little town in Italy, and I can almost smell the pages of those books there and sit down at a small table in the back, drinking a fantastic Chianti or a nice little cappuccino, and just sitting and reading whatever books that I can get my hands on, some old, weathered, exciting little book. Yeah, that would be, for me, one of the most fun things that I can imagine.
Do you remember where that bookstore was in India? Like, do you remember, yes, like, a name or...
I don't remember the name, but it was in that old market. It was almost like a 10-15 minute walking distance from my mother's house, where I was born and raised. And it was set back between clothing shops and jewelry shops and right behind the vegetables market.
Vegetable market, really good place. I'd definitely keep my books there.
Yep. That's it. Anything or everything you ever want was available in that market.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your interview. It was very informative, and it's interesting to see how customers view a bookstore versus workers. So, thank you.
You're most welcome. It was very enjoyable speaking with you.